Pat Johnston into your sports. You're talking about as this new season begins, we now have an ex-Tiger to talk about.
Yes.
And there's also, as much as one of the things I want to talk about is how some love is already being offered by that ex-Tiger. There's a, I guess this took place yesterday during the first day of March Madness. The Matthew Stafford commercial, you heard or seen that?
I have.
Okay. Well,
AT&T commercial.
Yeah, we'll make mention of that for you, too.
Yeah.
But first, oh, and when you're online, make sure you visit our Morning Team Show page. You can see the special treat we received from one of our longtime listeners and loyal Tiger fans, Rosalie McFall, who dropped off some tasty treats yesterday.
Yes.
Baseball-themed for us that we're enjoying this morning, so we appreciate that. And we've got our Tiger attire on this morning. I've got my throwback jersey. Pat's got his Tigers shirt on.
I do. It's like a, it's a Tiger's history
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah, a Tiger. That's a good way of putting that. I like that. Yeah. That
is. Ty Cobb and Charlie Gehringer, Mickey Lolich, Lou Whitaker.
Oh, yeah.
Kirk Gibson.
Bat Boy Art Lewis.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> Sparky, Mark Fidrich. Oh, yeah. It's got
cool.
Dick McAuliffe. Yeah, there you go.
Dick McAuliffe is another great name.
Yeah, and, of course, the present with Miguel Cabrera.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green?
No, not
yet.
They're
okay.
not considered Tiger legends just
okay.
yet.
That's the next shirt.
Yeah, let's
yeah,
hope.
Right.
Yeah,
it would
yeah,
be
we
nice.
Hope so. That'd be nice. But no Matthew Boyd on that shirt because he's now an ex-Tiger.
Yes.
Did I miss this? I didn't realize we were shopping him around, or was there any danger of him not signing? During the offseason.
I have to admit, this one from some Tiger writers that I follow and bloggers, this one of them said he was mildly surprised by this. So, yeah, I think it caught a couple people a little off guard.
What, 5 years he had been with the Tigers?
Seven
years, actually.
Seven
yeah.
years.
Oh, which I thought the same thing. 7 years.
Yeah, it didn't seem that long.
That Matthew Boyd has been pitching for us, but yesterday he signed a one-year $5.2 million free agent contract with the San Francisco Giants. So he's going out west.
Yeah. Hmm.
So we wish him well.
Yeah, we do. And maybe being in the National League, a lot of hitters aren't used to him. Maybe he'll have some success there.
He's only 31 years old.
Yep.
He had some great games for the Tigers. Struggled, too.
Yeah, struggled. Yep.
Probably a mix of him struggling on his own and, of course, being on a team that was struggling in the first place.
Yeah, that's the other thing, right.
But he sent out a special tweet yesterday,
mm-hmm.
which I thought, well, that's really cool. Now, a lot of time athletes do this when they leave. Sometimes they send out messages. It used to take out full-page ads in newspapers, but since you don't do that anymore.
Yeah, what's a newspaper?
Had to go to the new way to communicate.
Yeah, right.
So Boyd tweeted out, Detroit, thank you for 7 amazing years. Michigan has been our second home to the point that more of our children's lives have been lived here more than anywhere else. You guys welcomed us, made us feel a part of the community, made us feel like Michiganders. Detroit will always have a special place in our hearts. Thank you to the Tigers organization for believing in me for the past 7 years. I'm sorry we never got to our ultimate goal of a World Series championship, but you know every time I took the field, I gave it my all. Wanting to represent the old English D and the city well. Look forward to our paths crossing in the future. Love you all.
Yeah, that sure sounds like he parroted Matt Stafford. It's almost up and down the line what Stafford said when he left Detroit.
Well, funny you mentioned Matt Stafford, because obviously he did leave this, you know, last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it was, you know, January. Not this past January.
Yeah, right.
The year,
right. Yeah, the year before.
Had a little success with the Rams.
Just a bit. Just a little.
I did not see this myself, but you said you saw this, Pat, yesterday?
I did. I saw it yesterday during the basketball.
Because it was that's when it debuted. Apparently, Matthew Stafford is featured in a new AT&T commercial.
Yeah.
And, well, I'll let you hear the commercial.
Yeah, he and Lily.
Yeah, that's the longtime representative.
For AT&T.
So, for those who haven't seen it, and so here we go. And let me make sure I got this potted up right here. Here's what it sounds like. Again, this is a Stafford in a commercial. Do I have this ready to go? Hang on one second. I got the wrong one. There we go.
Okay, there
right,
we go.
When I'm out for March Madness, you'll cover phone trades.
Uh-huh.
People can get a free Samsung Galaxy S22 when they trade in a Galaxy. Any year, any condition.
Oh, I get it. So you can take your old phone that you've had for 12 years and loved every minute of and trade it in for something new that suits your life now?
That's right, yeah.
Then enjoy immediate success, even though you'll never forget your old phone, ever.
It's a great trade.
Life-changing.
That's good.
Is that some clever writing? Good.
That was.
That was good.
That is clever.
Nice hey,
little,
Lions fans.
Nice little...
Life-changing.
Yeah. People in Michigan will sure get that one, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And from my gathering, everyone... I shouldn't say everyone. Most are appreciating...
Oh, yeah.
The way that he kind of paid a little love to the...
Yeah.
It's got a little tweak, but it's mostly love, I think.
Well, you win a Super Bowl and suddenly you become a media star.
Oh, you do. That is really some clever writing, though. It really is.
Win a Super Bowl while you're in Los Angeles, I think, also helps, too.
Yes.
That doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
A mega market like that.
Uh-huh.
And then again, to do it in your first season.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, thank you, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.